Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
From Under the Rock Studios in Los Angeles, California, this is The Strange Chameleon Show, a podcast with style, soul, and sarcasm, along with laughter, love, and listen. Follow them now on iTunes. I promise you won't, I mean you will be entertained.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Strange Chameleon Show. Oh my goodness, we have a great show for you tonight.
We have a great, great show. First of all, we're getting a fun start already.
Yeah.
They just had Sam and everyone here at the studio. They just had a fantastic Hanukkah lighting of the candles.
That's right. Sam in the morning.
Yes, yes.
On LA Talk Radio. And celebrating a Hanukkah celebration.
And they provided us with delicious donuts. What are these called?
Donuts.
No.
No, jelly-filled donuts.
Jelly-filled. Well, in a few minutes, by the way, we will be talking with Marcus Redman, writer of If I Had Known I Was a Genius, and Detective Kevin in Fight Club. So he's got quite the resume there. He has a latest project, After the Horizon, and All the Way With You, starring Regina King. He'll be joining us in the studio in a few minutes, so that should be fun.
Regina King is joining us?
No, not Regina King.
Oh, you got everyone's hopes up.
I said starring Regina King. He will be in a...
Oh, gotcha.
All the Way With You, anyways.
I'm just kidding.
I know. How was your week?
It was good. It was good. Good.
This chai latte is delicious, by the way. We've got some chai latte from Coffeeholic from West Covina. Delicious.
We were just passing through and we saw this place and we decided, hey, let's just promote them on our show.
Well, it's really good. I'm telling you guys, if you guys love chai tea and you get it from Starbucks, you got to try it from Coffeeholics.
Yeah.
It's
more organic.
Yeah, they have great organic
teas.
Yes, they've got lots of varieties on their menu. But anyways, the most important thing here, how was your week, Chameleon?
Yeah, it was all right. It was good.
It was all right?
Yeah. I mean, did a few things, took care of some errands.
You're always taking care of.
Not too exciting.
Well, but, I know that you had some interesting discussion, right? Did you not? At work?
Did I?
Didn't you?
I forgot if I did, if I had a discussion with someone.
Right, because you can't remember what you had for breakfast.
What did I have for breakfast? Well, we did. I don't know if it's appropriate.
What?
It's about Santa Claus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what about Santa Claus?
Well, I just had a discussion with...
What do you mean you don't know if it's appropriate? I don't understand.
Well, because if any kids are listening and they believe in Santa Claus, I mean, I'm just saying.
You are living a lie, kids.
Oh, hey, take it easy now. Take it easy.
I'm sorry, I can't help it.
No, basically, I just kind of said, hey, you know, because the coworkers I work with on this project, I kind of talked about, yeah, you guys have some kids. Do you kind of promote the Santa Claus deal? And he was like, yeah, we do. And I'm like, why do you do that? I mean, you know, it's a lie. Like, when you grow up and you realize it's your parents and they've just been lying to you the whole time, it's like, wow, what a letdown, you know? To this day, I don't speak to my parents. because of the lie about Santa Claus.
Are you serious?
Yeah. And that's what I told him with a straight face.
But it's not true.
But it's not true. It's not true. No, I forgave them. But it's funny how, like, people will still, even though I know who Santa Claus is, it will be like, from Santa, ha, ha, ha. You know, my grandma or something will kind of do that. And it's like, no, you don't need to do that anymore.
People make a big deal about a holiday they don't have quite the understanding of. They don't even understand what the holiday really is, but yet people make a big deal about it. I mean, it's, right now, we had a very great spiritual moment, you know?
That's right.
Even though we're not Jewish, but it was, oh my gosh.
Sorry.
There you go, messing with the mic again. But it was a great, you know, moment, and it's very spiritual, which is fantastic. And now I feel like Christmas is just like some party that people want to gather around for.
Yeah.
People
they haven't seen for the whole year. I mean, and they come around on 1 year Christmas and they go and have a party. But that's not right. That's not right, because it's more than that.
It is. And you know what? Last night you said something very heartfelt to me. You said, I'd much rather...
Don't embarrass me in front of the people.
...have a connection with a family member as opposed to a gift. I would much rather take that connection than the gift.
That's true. I did say that, yeah.
And it was so heartfelt and so brutally honest, it almost made me cry.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty lame.
No, it's not.
I'm kidding.
It's not lame, because you are a very heartfelt person, and I know there are other people like you out there like us, and, you know, they're, especially for artists, it can be confusing.
Mm-hmm.
And did you know that around the holidays, suicide rates spike up?
I did not know that.
So you're not the only one that goes through these phases of not entirely feeling a connection with family members and so on and so forth. You're not the only one. There are more people out there. So you're not crazy.
Okay.
And it's,
all right, that's good to know.
Yeah.
Thought I was this whole time.
No, you're not. Okay. Anyone that wants to call you crazy for having feelings that they can't acknowledge or respect, they're the crazy people without a soul.
Gotcha. Well, what a packed, so much information. We are just going to lay it all out on you. And yeah.
Are you okay?
I'm fine. I think it was the Hanukkah and the fumes of the candles. The candles. I just got me all like, kumbaya.
Yeah, you seem very, like, a little dazed.
I'm going to sip on this delicious drink. Maybe it might help me.
Or was it the drink? No, because I'm fine, and I've been drinking.
You're
the
all
drink.
Wired up. Maybe
I am
I
wired
need
up.
To catch up to you.
Yes, you need to catch up to mustard.
Smithers, where's that drop?
Well, Starbucks bans watching porn while using their Wi-Fi. Did you know that?
Say that one more time.
Starbucks bans watching porn while using their Wi-Fi.
Well, that should be obvious.
I know. But apparently it wasn't like...
It's a corporation, I mean.
...fully enforced, you know?
Gotcha.
So...
Wow.
It's so disgusting why anyone would go to a public place and watch something like this. First of all, if you can't afford Wi-Fi and you have to go to a Starbucks to watch porn out of all things, you're a real jackass. I'm sorry, but you are, and you should be ashamed of yourself, because families walk into Starbucks. Families go, children walk in there, you know, it's so creepy.
We got to do a skit on this. We got to go, you know, this guy's in a corner.
Oh my gosh, if you guys are watching
hey,
this
kids.
Live.
No. Put that away.
Excuse
sir.
Me, sir.
I do not want cream in my coffee. No, thank you.
It's just so bizarre why anyone, you know, you're a creep if you do that.
Yeah, yeah.
Period.
Yeah, you are. Definitely.
Well, did you hear about this? A woman spent 3 months in jail after police mistook her cotton candy for meth.
Oh, my gosh.
And she said, because she couldn't make the $1 million cash bond. So she sat in jail for 3 months. And now she's suing the county. Good for her.
Good for her.
Now they're going to pay her $1 million.
Yeah.
How you like them apples? I love it when justice is served. You know what? We need lawyers. I know that lawyers, like, people say bad things about lawyers. Yeah, sure. Some are schmucks. But not all. I mean,
they say lawyers are liars. They're snakes.
Well, there is some truth to it.
There are some that are good, though.
Yes, there are.
And they want justice for the ones.
Exactly. And you gotta appreciate a good attorney.
That's right.
Because if not, if there weren't any attorneys, I mean, I'm telling you, the whole system would just take advantage of you. Who would be there to stand up, stick up for you? So we need lawyers. For example, this situation here. Did you hear about that Luke Skywalker news? It's really lame. Now that's lame. They're like,
this is lame.
The Force was not with Luke Skywalker. This guy, his real name is Luke Skywalker. He went to jail for violating probation and based off like felony charges for theft. Okay. That was so lame when I read it. It's like,
and we had to put it into our stories.
And because we did that. They got us.
They got us because it was Luke Skywalker.
Yeah.
That's a fun name to say. Luke Skywalker.
You know what? Yesterday, we had a great event.
Yeah.
We were at
Let's talk about this.
Yeah, I almost forgot. We were at the downtown LA Mini Maker Fair in downtown LA, the Central Library. It was fantastic. So what we did, you guys, is we went in there. Chameleon brought his cajon, and we just made music. We're going to go ahead and compile and edit this week, so stay tuned for that on the website. And it was fantastic. It really was.
All you got to say is we'll have it up by the end of the week.
We'll have it up by the end of the week.
It's too
whatever.
Late now. Now they
Who
know.
Who cares?
Oh,
Who
my
cares?
Gosh.
You know what? We were making music. There were like these professional musicians there playing, right? And one of the guys is like,
but they were all right.
They were pretty good. They were professional. They knew how to play their instrument. I don't consider myself a musician, so to me, they were great. But then there was this guy on the mic. Yeah, I've been playing since I was like 5, and no one cared. Like, no one was listening to this guy. You know, everyone's just doing their own thing. And then here you come, just all crazy chameleon energy. And we just lay out a bunch of cajons, and the kids just love it, and
yeah,
they start banging on it. It was so much fun, and you know, it was great that we were able to include the kids, because it was
right.
about them.
That's right. It was about the kids,
yeah.
and
meaning making maker fair, making something.
Making music.
Yep.
And that's what we kind of incorporated.
It was
with the
so
help
much
of
fun.
You. You know, you did a lot, helped film, you helped interact with them. It's great with kids.
I helped eat your food.
You did. And I had nothing afterwards. I was starving.
No,
but it's all
kidding.
Good. It's for a cause.
Yeah, no, it was fantastic. So I'm stoked about that. Still stoked about it. It was fun times. And also, you wanted to, we were discussing this yesterday. We're driving, mm-hmm. and we saw a real Christmas tree on top of someone's car.
Yeah.
25 million real Christmas trees are sold virtually annually. And after the great fires and deforestation being at an all-time peak in Brazil, why would you want to go out and buy a real Christmas tree?
I don't know. And you're asking barking up the wrong tree here. But basically, it's sad that everyone kind of goes out and buys these trees. And I'm just saying, just buy the fake one and it will last a lifetime for you. And you can decorate it. The cat won't get lost in it. Things like that. You'll be able to find him.
Spray some pine tree.
That's right. But
here to walk in, and maybe we'll ask him if he has a real Christmas tree or not. He started off acting, appeared on Family Matters, 21 Jump Street, and now his main focus is writing and directing. He sold the scripts that have become Hollywood films, and he is now in the studio, Mr. Marcus Redman. How are you?
Hello. Welcome to the Strange Chameleon Show.
This is awesome. There's whiskey in front of me.
Yes.
As you can guess.
Thank you. We heard you like jazz.
I do. There are three types of music I like. Jazz.
Oh, we gotta wait.
I like jazz.
Mm-hmm.
80s metal.
Oh.
Nice. Yes.
And K-pop.
K-pop.
Oh, dude.
Really?
Oh, dude. I love K-pop. Love K-pop.
You're not joking right now.
Quiz me. Hit me. Blackpink in your area. I'm all about it. I'm all about it. You know what happened? So my wife and I used to watch television together. And then she got this inspiration to create this blog, YouTube channel. It's all surrounded about food. It's
nice.
Called Chew On This, and it's great. So she just literally threw herself into it. So I started watching things that we wouldn't watch together. And I end up on Netflix, and I'm watching Asian television. And I got obsessed with Korean dramas. Then I found Singaporean dramas. Got way more obsessed with them. And then I discovered K-pop.
And the rest is history.
It was bound to happen. So one door led to another, and then it just went down the rabbit hole from there.
We're literally one of the projects I'm working on now. There's an actor who is a very, very popular Singaporean television star.
Nice.
Who was also in Crazy Rich Asians.
Oh, okay.
And we're working to get, we're trying to get him in one of the films that I'm working on right now.
Nice.
Not because of Crazy Rich Asians.
Mm-hmm.
But because I've been obsessed with this dude for like a year and a half,
mm-hmm.
thanks to Netflix and Singaporean television.
Wow.
It's called Media Corp is the network that they run in Singapore, and that's where all the, yeah, I know, it's weird.
No. It's weird. Well, it's cool that you are really invested in that, and now as a result, you're also wanting to hire this actor.
Oh, absolutely. And not just him. There's like a whole... I know more about their celebrities probably than American celebrities.
Well, like, no one can blame
that's
you.
That's cool.
like no joke. Like if you tell me, because there's especially in music, because I don't understand modern music right now. Like I'm not getting it. I'm not mm-hmm. saying like it's bad or anything.
Mm-hmm.
I just personally I'm not getting it because it seems like you get the stuff before you get the music. Right? Like before, like in order for the person to actually be,
mm-hmm.
You know, famous as a musician or a singer or whatever, the music had to come first.
Right.
Now, it's like whoever you're beefing with and whatever that's going on and whatever you just said on Twitter is first, and mm-hmm. then maybe you get a song.
Mm-hmm.
I've never heard a Nicki Minaj song.
Hmm.
I know everything about her because I hear all of the hootenanny and the rigmarole, but I don't know any of the music. I don't know.
Feel free to spike that.
Oh, yeah.
Unsweetened peach tea.
Yes.
Oh, I was going to
really
say,
nice.
Do you want to pour a little bit in mine?
Oh,
but...
I'm sorry.
It's all good.
I thought it was a guest thing. Next time. We'll do a part two, dude.
No, it's all good.
That's awesome. Let's do a part two.
You weren't kidding.
No. Well, you know what it is? It's the holidays.
Yeah.
That's not true. I just like whiskey. that's a total lie. No, you know what? I have, when I was a kid, my dad turned me on to whiskey. So I have really fond memories. Like I would get a cold, right?
Oh.
And my mom would make me tea.
I've heard of that.
Right? And my dad would say,
come here, son.
Don't tell your mother.
Here's a little something extra for you.
That's hilarious.
Oh, that's awesome. Nice. You want to try this? It's really nice.
Oh, no, that's okay. I tried that one before. It's really good.
Yeah.
I figured you might like it. They had a bunch of flavors, so.
Oh, I'm saying it's can't nicer. Go wrong.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah. Yep. It's, everything goes well with whiskey.
Yes, we're all about making our guests happy.
I was kind of kidding, but then, like, you guys did it, and I was like, that's awesome.
I know. I could tell that you were kind of joking, yeah, but I brought this up to him, and I'm like,
let's do it.
Let's make it happen. Yeah.
Well, you know what's funny? And I do this. I don't know how much you guys know about, like, what I do.
Yeah.
But a lot of it is relationship-based. I'm not into, like, bells and whistles and stuff. I mean, it's cool to watch. It's just not what I do, you know? And I like to start takes. Well, I did. I haven't really shot anything since the Me Too thing, and I don't want to upset anybody because of that. But prior to, not that it was anything bad or anything, but if we were actually having, you know, alcohol on screen, we would always do the first take with real alcohol. And I felt like it just kind of relaxed everybody, opened everything up, and the scenes actually got better. Because there's nothing worse than, like, especially if you're having to portray, you know, a character that's, like, buzzed or drunk or whatever, and it just looks stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you look like you've never had alcohol in your life, because that's just dumb. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It's like when people, like, they don't smoke, but then they have to smoke on camera, and it looks stupid.
Yeah.
It was like,
I know what you mean. You've never touched a cigarette before.
What this is. Yeah. It's like, it's you know, so it's like a thing. But yeah, for me, it's just a really nice, I don't know, it's just nice for me.
Yeah.
And I don't really have, it's not like I go out and, like, hammer it down. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm one of those weirdos. I just really enjoy the flavor of alcohol. Like, I've never been one to say, I'm going out, we're getting drunk. Like, I've never, it's never my goal.
Good.
I just really enjoy.
Your liver will thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I just really enjoy the flavor of it.
Good.
That's good.
I don't.
Same thing with wine for me.
Like, I don't drink.
But I like wine. White wine, mostly. Not really much on red, but.
Really? You like white?
White.
See, I find it, like, dry.
Yeah.
Like, I haven't had a really great Chardonnay. Now, I'm a red guy.
Oh, okay.
So I haven't really looked that hard, but I'm sure there's, like, great stuff. Like, you know, there's Riesling and there's Chardonnay and then there's the Sauvignon Blanc, right? That's white, right? Yeah.
Well, before you came in, we were talking about real Christmas tree versus fake Christmas tree. And we're just like, you know what? It seems so brutal that people are still purchasing real Christmas trees. About 25 million are sold annually, by the way, just here in the U.S. alone. So what do you buy a real Christmas tree, or do you?
I think this is cover up for the real issue.
Yeah.
Amazon?
Well, yeah.
Oh, okay. Not Amazon, the shopping network. The Amazon for the forest.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, that's what I was referring to.
But that's not what I
was. Oh, okay.
I mean, that makes a lot of sense what you just said.
Yeah.
The connection of it. I totally get that, but not at all what I was talking
about. Okay.
The bigger issue I have is Santa Claus.
Oh. We were just talking about that, too.
Big problem.
Yeah.
Tell us.
Huge problem. See, here's the thing. You tell kids not to lie.
Bingo.
Right.
And then you lie to them for like 8-9 years.
Exactly.
Bingo.
And then you accept them. You expect them to now trust you.
Right.
It's a universal, for the most part, because I guess, you know, Buddhists or whatever. But it's like this universal lie.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's in on.
Mm-hmm.
And it's told to you at your most vulnerable by the people that you trust the most.
Right.
Then parents get mad when the kids lie.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. You got to practice what you preach.
Right?
Yeah.
Then there's like the whole thing, just like the practicality of it. Like this, like it's not even a good lie. You know what I mean?
I know.
Like it makes no sense. Like one dude who's fat.
Yeah.
Like goes around the world and like is going down chimneys. And he's got like 12 reindeer and a huge, like what is it? What is
sack.
It? A sled or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
No one hears this thing?
Yeah.
Right.
Like, nobody hears this. And then What about the people that live in apartment buildings?
I know.
How's that happen? Condos. Yeah. Right. What are we doing?
You know what my mom told me? I questioned her on that, and she told me, oh, he comes in through the window.
Good. So he's a burglar.
Right. He's like, he should be arrested.
He's like a night crawler. You know what I mean? Like, the whole thing is completely jacked.
Yeah.
And no one's addressing it.
Yeah. I know.
Every year, no one is. I mean, this is not a kid show, right? I can say.
No, I mean, we prefer no profanity, but yeah, I mean, as far as.
You're doing good.
You're doing great. You're doing excellent. Thank you very much.
I've said a lot in my head that I hadn't. Yeah.
But. The words there are on TV are fine, like right. Jackass, whatever. But anyways,
gotcha.
Yeah, it's just it really is like this con artist holiday almost,
and it's a big profit. I mean, yeah. Just so much people, you know, purchase things and spend money and to go sit on Santa's lap. I mean, how creepy is that? I just found it kind of very creepy. Old man.
It's a very creepy.
He listens to your list of things that you like, and he never gets it because your parents end up getting it. And so he just has to sit there and listen to all this, like, down the list stuff. And the bag. Come on. You can't go around the world in
a bag.
You
can fit a kid in there.
He probably has, like, 3 big boxes in there.
That's what I'm saying.
It's so dumb.
It doesn't make sense. But you know what? Here's the thing. It's a lesson in how the subconscious mind will accept.
Mm-hmm.
If you think about it, because if you break Santa Claus down, mm-hmm. it's stupid. It doesn't add up. Like, none mm-hmm. of it adds up. But it's completely believed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And kids go into the thing knowing that Santa goes around the world. Like, okay, so you go to the mall on, say, the 20th. Right, so Santa comes to your mall on the 20th,
mm-hmm.
but he's got to go around the world 25th.
Right,
like if you have to do that, you would have no time to be hanging out in malls. there would be so much planning involved.
Right,
you know what I mean? Because like the way the story goes, all of the elves they stay there.
I know
they're working on toys or whatever, but like the toys they work on in the cartoons, that's not the stuff kids want. Like, you won't ever see, like, an elf putting together an Xbox. Like, that doesn't happen.
Right. You know it's all in China.
Yeah. It's like all these little weird wooden little, like,
some
dolls
8-year-old
and stuff.
Probably made it.
Right. Like, nobody, like, it's weird, but, it, like, it doesn't add up. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't follow any kind of logic. And yet every generation falls for it, believes in it, falls in love with it.
I also think that, and I brought this up before, how when the lie is finally exposed, then it kind of desensitizes kids to believe in more spiritual things.
Absolutely.
Because then, you know, they know, okay, Santa isn't real. The Tooth Fairy isn't real. Is Jesus real? Or, you know what I mean? Is love real? You know, it just, they question the things that they, you know, that are the most valuable.
We're programmed to be liars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
True.
Let's get right into the questions, though.
Oh, my bad. I'm sorry.
No, you're fine.
I'm not talking about Santa Claus and whiskey and Singapore.
No, you're fine.
It's all good. It's all good.
Short on time, but
we just wanted to ask you a few questions, okay. And one of them is about your writing process.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tell us about that.
A lot of that happens.
Yeah.
I don't do anything that you're supposed to do.
Okay.
You're supposed to put together an outline and then, like, draw up a history, you know, character breakdown and all of that, and then, like, put your cards up on the wall and do all that. I don't do any of that. To me, all of that is not writing.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like my problem with the sort of screenwriting
education right
industry, I suppose, is that it's built to keep you from writing. I think it's built to terrify you of writing because they make you do all this stuff that's not writing, and then you're freaked out about the stuff and you're so scared to write that you go buy the book again.
Gotcha.
And you take the next seminar mm-hmm. and you still haven't written anything.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So what I do is I write. Like, literally, that's my process. I wish it was, like, I wish it sounded, like, cooler and more, like, intricate.
No.
I just write. What I do is I come up with an idea, or a character, and I just sit on it. I just think about it. And if I am still thinking about it for 2 days, then I'll write down what it is. You know, like write it. I'll put it in my phone because we don't need paper anymore, thanks to
Steve. I know, huh?
So I put it in the notes and I just leave it there. And if a week goes by and I'm still thinking about it, then I'll start writing it. I pop open the final draft and I'll just think about, okay, what could be cool? What would this be like? What would it look like if I'm watching this on television or watching this on a screen? What is it? How would it start? And then I just imagine it as if I'm watching it, and then I write down what I imagine.
And that's it.
And that's it.
That's plain and simple.
That's it.
But I think there's truth to what you said, though. So people get information shock.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's sort of like...
That's true.
Yeah.
I think I'm guilty of a little bit of that, too.
You're very guilty.
Not in writing, but other things like... but where I get like, man, there's so much information, yeah, and I don't even know where to start, and there's so much pressure and this and that, and it's like, and I haven't even like
done anything.
Well, that's an illusion. There's a guy that I studied under a little bit. His name is Anders Hansen, and his whole thing is there's all of these illusions that keep us from actually doing things, and one of them is the illusion of knowledge.
Mm.
Like, we have this illusion that we can't actually do anything until we have all of the knowledge. And the truth is, you have all of the knowledge. Everything you need is already available. It's
That's
already
true.
Accessible.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't mean anything unless you actually apply it. You can sit and pontificate about everything, but until you do something, it doesn't... Who cares? Like, who cares? You know what I mean? Like, you know, you have these intellectuals, these educated people that went to Harvard, Stanford, whatever, and then they talk down about people like the Kardashians. But the Kardashians are proof that you don't need to do anything but to do it.
That's true.
You know
That's
what I'm
a good
saying?
Point. That's
because
good.
It's all, and I, honestly, like,
don't doubt yourself.
Dude, it's all mindset. Like, mm-hmm. Think about it. Like the youngest one. What's the youngest one's name?
Don't follow.
So she's a billionaire.
Oh, okay.
Right? So, like, Kim, like, where it all started with the hibbity-dibbity or whatever,
mm-hmm.
she's
mm-hmm.
worth, like, what, $350 million. And this one,
That's
this
it?
Is the youngest one. She's
That's
worth
it?
$1 billion. But think about it. So, when that happened,
mm-hmm.
right, with the thing and the tape and the thing, uh-huh. the thing, like, how old was this girl?
The thing and the thing and the tape.
The thing and the thing and the tape and the thing, right? The thing and the hibbity-dibbity and the thing and the thing.
Hip-hop, hibbity-hop.
Yeah, that's a whole other nonsense. But, like, this girl was, like, I don't know, like, 3, 4? What is she, like, 20 now or something like
mm-hmm.
this? Like,
yeah.
She's really young, right? Because
right.
we've had the Kardashians for almost 20 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? So here's this little girl who was already in a wealthy family, right? And then, like, her older half-sister becomes, like, famous and way more wealthy, right? And, like, no matter what anyone says, because there's all kinds of We Hate the Kardashian stuff going on, but, like, they don't go away.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't stop making money,
mm-hmm.
right?
That's true.
So this girl watches this, because remember, everything that happens to us when we're kids, it's like programming beliefs into your subconscious mind, right?
Yeah.
So by the time you're 6 or 7, you're done. You're set. You have all your beliefs. You know everything. You know what I mean? Like, everything mm-hmm. that you actually believe deep down
right.
is already programmed in there because what you've been watching. So this girl's been watching her family do nothing but make money.
Yeah.
Why would she not be able to?
Right.
Like, they have done, like, the most innocuous things and turned those things into massive million-dollar empires. Why wouldn't she be able to do the exact same thing?
They're like little geniuses, but they don't even know it.
Exactly. It's a total mindset.
Yeah,
but that's the thing. They're not even geniuses.
Yeah. No, I know.
So it's like,
it doesn't,
if I had known I was a genius.
Right? So it doesn't make any difference. See, I didn't know it didn't make any difference. That's the problem with the thing. That's why I wrote the thing.
Oh, no.
But it doesn't make any, it's that smarts doesn't, it's yeah. not, it's mindset. It doesn't mean anything. And that girl just had a kid.
Wow.
And that kid is probably going to be like a trillionaire.
Oh, my
Because what's he going to grow up watching? His mom is a billionaire. Mm-hmm. Right? So the family, they're just, they're going to keep making money because they don't know how to not.
Right.
It's already in there.
Programmed
into That's them. An interesting right? analogy.
But like everybody wants to talk down about them because, oh, they're not smart. Who cares?
Right.
You know what I mean? When it really comes down to it, which would you rather be? Like, like super smart or super rich? To do whatever it is that you wanted to do.
You know, if I had
I
the choice.
I think wisdom is important, though.
You know? But you
be
can
rich
get that.
And then gain your wisdom later.
Yeah, you can get wisdom.
No, but you mentioned, like, you put it as if there was a choice, like one or the other.
Right.
That's what I meant.
No, that's true.
Yeah.
And I think there's absolute value in wisdom, but I think it's weird because I think people have an idea that it's either or, like the question, which would
mm-hmm.
you rather have?
Right.
And it's not. It's a both and.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's like... You can be wealthy and you can have wisdom.
Well, I mean, Oprah, she is she's the epitome of that.
Don't get started on Oprah.
But what have been also some of your influential films?
Oh, this is tough.
It's tough
because the guy that had the most impact on my writing and filmmaking mm-hmm. is under fire right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The guy that really influenced me the most in filmmaking was Woody Allen.
Oh, nice.
Oh, wow.
I love his work.
He did some
great
work.
Director.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Guy made a film a year for like 45 years. I don't care who you are.
Yeah.
There's not another director that can say that.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any opinions about that you want to share? No.
I'm not there. All I know is there was seemingly due process
mm-hmm.
20 years ago. The verdict came in and a lot of people are not satisfied with that.
That's true.
I mean, if it's me, if I went through a thing and I had, you know, gone through that process and been cleared,
mm-hmm.
I think I'd probably be pretty, you know, done with it
mm-hmm.
20 some years later. But he's still having to deal with it, you know? I don't know.
Yeah, now it's definitely, you know, you're guilty by association, and it loses the value that the justice system has, but the system is also broken. So I feel like, you know, it's this kind of cluster thing that confuses people. And
there are horrible things that happen.
Yeah.
And there are people that need to go down.
Right.
And then there are people, in my opinion, in the crossfire.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you do?
Like, well, you're going down.
That's right. What are you going to do?
You know. But... I'm sorry. I keep taking you guys off time. It's like it's easy.
No, I know it is. No, it's super easy because we're having a great conversation, and it's so cool talking to you.
Oh, that's
you're so
sweet.
Easygoing. It's fantastic. We're definitely going to bring you in again.
Oh, cool.
For sure.
Excellent. Yeah. We can all have whiskey then.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't drink, but I mean.
Oh, don't drink it. You don't drink it either.
I don't drink at all.
She doesn't
much.
Drink at all.
I mean,
No, don't say that.
Roscato. I love Roscato wine.
She drinks wine every once in a while.
Once
red.
In a while.
Well,
once
there we go.
Maybe
well,
we can spike my red wine.
There we go. That's still drinking. That's still drinking.
That's true. That's true.
Okay, so there's that. And then the films, many films from the 30s and the 40s.
Okay.
Okay.
Billy Wilder is another genius that I idolize as a writer and as a filmmaker. And then I'm a huge fan of Quentin Tarantino.
Yes, he's doing something right now.
Yes, it's the second to last film he'll ever do.
Wow.
Yeah. And you know, it's funny because I've gotten to this point with Quentin, you know, because, you know, you see people that you admire and then you want to emulate what they do. And so many people have tried to do that with Quentin, and you see it, and it's just, God bless him, it's terrible. Do you know what I mean? It's like, I know what you're trying to do, and it's not, you're not doing it. But you think about a guy like Quentin Tarantino, you think about a film like True Romance.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
No one associates the director of True Romance with True Romance. That's the power of writing. Most people know who directed their favorite film, but they don't know who wrote it. Nobody knows who directed True Romance. Do you know who directed True Romance?
No.
Right. But everybody knows who wrote it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that's when you can do that, that's unheard of. Mm-hmm. Because writers get such a, like, you know, okay, thanks, go away. Don't go away.
Mm-hmm.
And the director gets all of the stuff. And it's like...
Yeah.
Damn it.
Yeah.
I was told there was not going to be any questions, a pop quiz for me. So I'm not very good at, like, responding back.
Oh.
Like, I ask the questions, but when someone throws back, I'm like...
Oh, that's funny. Oh, my God.
Yeah, he does that.
Sorry.
No, I'm just kidding.
I would like to point out, though, that I'm the one drinking the whiskey.
Yeah, that's true.
She just said, damn it.
Oh, that's true.
Damn it.
I was
standing
twice,
in that corner.
Twice now. I was told there was no profanity. So
oh, man.
Stand in the corner. Stand in that corner.
That was also just to prove that I'm good, even though I'm drinking whiskey.
That's true. you're doing great.
Damn. Oh. I was going to say, blank, I said it again.
Oh, my God. Two in a row.
Yeah, we're definitely going to get some whiskey in our next.
tell us more about page one to done, son.
He was dying to say that.
Really? Did you write that? Did you write that down?
He said that. Yeah. He wrote that too,
that's
yes.
All right, so page one's done. So I did a bunch of videos. I actually did one video, and then they chopped it up into a bunch of videos for Film Courage. I don't know if you guys know what Film Courage is or if your listeners is. Essentially, it's a YouTube channel. It's about filmmakers and this couple. They get together and they interview filmmakers at all different levels and actors about the process of filming. So I did this, and I talked a lot about the stuff I had done, the stuff I was doing. So I got a lot of people like reaching out to me via social media. It's like, you know, a lot of, you need to make my movie. Like, okay, easy.
Let's make it easy. Calm down.
But there were a lot of people that were asking me specific questions about writing things and how to go about things and how to put things together and all of that stuff. So I ended up creating Page One to Done, which is essentially my screenwriting program.
Oh, okay.
So it's a service that I have, but it's geared toward writing. So essentially I teach students, if you can call them that, clients, whatever, that take the course, I teach them how to write the way I do. So I take them through the process. And at the end of my course, you have a completed script. So it's a 14-week course. And at the end of that course, you have a full script.
I wrote my script in 100 days. And they told me.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. I thought I wasn't going to get a fist bump.
That's awesome.
I didn't. Okay, thank you.
No.
That's a little long.
Because it's more than 3 months.
Oh, listen, there's no, all of these like rules about time frame, it's nonsense. Like it takes you however long it takes you. I've written a script in 4 days before.
Wow.
But it doesn't matter. But okay, I was doing a thing over at Columbia. But they gave me the notes. I did the rewrite. And they were like, oh my God, this just doesn't work. And they're redlining the whole thing, right? And they're giving me all these notes. You got to take your time with it. You gotta take your time. It was like I had like 6 weeks. I had to turn the thing in, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I gave it back to him in a week. And I go, you can't rush through this. You gotta take your time. Right. You gotta take your time. So I look at it, everything. And I'm like, you know what? None of this makes sense. They're just mad because I did it fast.
Right.
So I said, okay, I'm gonna do the thing. Thanks for the notes and the thing. And I had like 5 weeks. I played PlayStation for 5 weeks. And then I gave them back the exact same script.
Nice.
Well,
you know what they
right
said?
What?
This is what we're talking about. See when you take time and you really put the work in, see what the benefit of the thing
is. Oh my gosh. Yeah. That's hilarious. That's See, this is what we were talking about. So it was like the same script, but they gave them better feedback. That's crazy. Right now we're going to go ahead and have some fun. With
what we're gonna do,
the
jam
chameleon.
Session, nope.
No?
Nope. Sorry. We're going to have to do a jam at the end.
Did I screw up?
No, you're good. I think we do have time for the chameleon karaoke kazoo.
Chameleon karaoke?
It's actually, yeah, the chameleon kazoo karaoke.
He abbreviated.
I got a kazoo here.
he abbreviated that.
Yeah, it's the KKK. If you didn't get that already, I'm not racist. I'm just, it just ended
we
up
gotta make it positive.
Can
it's a, no?
can
it's
I
a
say different this?
Yes.
As a black man?
Yes.
That's awesome.
Yeah! Woo! That's right.
Thank awesome. You. Thank
yes.
You. Awesome. Much.
He was a little nervous, and I'm like, no, he's gonna love it. He's a creative mind. Awesome. Yes, I knew you would get it.
It's too much that race nonsense, anyway. You should tell your friend Oprah to chill out.
My friend.
I know, huh?
Oprah.
All right, let's do it.
Well, this is basically, I'm just going to be playing some songs, and you tell me what song it is, all right?
Oh,
if you can guess,
okay.
Yeah.
So I don't get an answer to my question, but I get an answer. Okay, got
it. I turn the tables here.
It's Tony Scott, by the way. No worries.
All right, give me a second here. Okay. Name the song. Here we go.
Is there any K-pop involved? Because I'm not familiar.
You know what? We wish we would have known about your K-pop before. We're going to quiz you next time. All right.
You know that song?
The hell is happening right now?
Name that song.
It seems like some sort of like weird kazoo version of some R&B something. Is that no?
No. Michael Jackson, come on.
Oh, yeah, like I listen to kazoo music and I don't know. You're like I'm the jerk.
Yeah.
That I couldn't figure out it was Michael Jackson.
You should have played it a little longer. Maybe you would have gotten it.
Oh, okay.
Maybe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
If you'd
one
like
more.
Thrown something in like or something like that.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
One more. And then we'll do the jam.
Okay. All right. Tell me if you know this song. It is with this process here.
Breathe in, breathe out.
Okay. Thinking of it right now.
That's it.
That's it.
No.
You guys should do this. You should pitch it as like a game show.
Oh, really?
It is a little game.
It's a little game show.
Yeah.
Oh, is it? Is it a game show?
Oh, a game
it's
show?
It's our game show.
That's
it's
what
our
saying.
Game
we
show.
Should go and pitch it to like Fox
oh,
or whatever
I see.
And like have a game show and get like 90-year-olds because they probably know what the deal is. The kazoo.
Let's do the jam.
Loss.
Let's do the jam right now.
Well, no, right. Tell me what is it. I want to know what the. What the
I threw a little curveball. I just kind of made it up.
What?
So not only
that's in
I,
Living Color.
I'm supposed to like. I'm so. Is this, it was. A, is that because I'm black? Is that why?
No.
I'm kidding. That was a joke.
In Living Color.
I'm sorry, I don't understand, but I...
It sounded nothing
dude,
like
I
it, I know.
I come right in and I tell
do
you...
Do it, do the jam.
I all tell right. you jazz, K-pop, and 80s metal, you don't throw me any of that.
No, we don't.
And then you give me, like, TV show themes from, like, the 80s.
It's we'll do
two.
It next time.
Number two. Expect it.
Yes.
All right.
We'll do it
right,
next
cool.
time. Prepare yourself.
Okay.
Here are your... In case you want a snack, I don't know if you're hungry, you can...
This is... Ah, okay. Look at that. That's kind of fun.
So all you do is just shake, rattle, and roll. We'll have a good time at the end.
I like that.
Thank you very much for tuning in.
Yes, thank you all for listening to the Strange Chameleon Show.
Marcus,
yes.
Thank you so much
thank
for joining
pleasure.
Us.
For being on our
you guys
show.
Are fun. We'll do it again.
Yes, you're fun. It was great talking to you. And here we go.
All right. Just shake it. It's a strange chameleon show. It's a strange chameleon show with Marcus Redmond. Oh,
he's so drunk right now.
Thank you for joining.
He doesn't know what's going on.
The Strange Chameleon Show.
Thank you for listening. Have a strange night. Have
Am I going to get out of here alive?
That was awesome.
Irreverent. Entertaining. Cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.